You're listening to KRCU. I'm Dan Woods. Arcadia Valley native and concert pianist Emily Parker will perform the music of Chopin, Haydn, Gershwin, and more at Farmington's Memorial United Methodist Church this Friday evening at 7 o'clock. I talked with her about her background and the upcoming concert. I began by asking her when she started playing the piano.
Well, I started playing the piano when I was 3. My grandmother was a retired band teacher, and she taught piano lessons out of her home. And after she would get done teaching, I would often go in and try to replicate on the piano pieces that I would hear the students playing. And she said I just used horrible technique and that it was scary to her, even though I was 3, the way I was using my fingers. So she decided, even though I was very young, she decided it was better to start teaching me so I didn't develop bad habits than to wait.
What does music mean to you?
I think more than anything, music is such a wonderful form of expression. It can be very analytical, it can be very academic, it can be very theoretical, and I think all of that has its place. But at its root, I think music is a way for us to be able to feel and to express ourselves in ways that maybe we can't in other ways.
Tell us what's going to be on your program.
I start out with Haydn, his third from the last piano sonata, so sonata number 50. It's a very joyous, brilliant sonata. And it was the first that he had written for what we think of as the piano as it is today. Before that, the pieces he wrote were for a much more delicate version of the piano. Then I go to Brahms and play his 3 intermezzi, Opus 117. And I end the first half with Chopin Ballade number 2 in F major, which that's definitely moody. We go from Lilting chorale, peaceful, pastoral kind of sounds to fiery, dramatic, very angry sounds, and it goes back and forth and back and forth. For the second half, I tried to think of music that would help us see classical music differently. I start out with 2 Chinese songs. Both were written in the 1900s. Then I play a piece by Dustin Dunn, and probably no one has heard of Dustin Dunn yet, but you will. He is a 17-year-old. He studies piano with me, but he is a high school junior at South Iron High School here in southeast Missouri. And he wrote this piece for my recital. He is a very accomplished composer already, even though he's very young. He just won the Creating Original Music Program's high school division composition competition. And his music was played by the Columbia Civic Orchestra just 2 weeks ago in Columbia. So you will hear more of him, and I'm proud to be able to represent him by playing one of his pieces on my program. And I end with Rhapsody in Blue by George Gershwin. So it's kind of a different second half, but I think it will be very appealing.
And I noted that you have a tie with Southeast Missouri State. Why don't you share that with our listeners?
Sure. I studied with my grandmother until I was 15, so from 3 to 15. And at that point, she said that I needed to go and study with somebody else. So my parents contacted Dr. James Sifferman at Southeast, and he graciously agreed to take me on as a student. So every Monday for the last 2 years of my high school years, we traveled the trip down to SEMO in order to be able to study with him. And he taught me a lot, and he'll prepare me for college.
Well, Emily, thanks so much for taking time to join us, and best of luck with the concert.
Thank you very much.
You can see Emily Parker in concert tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at Farmington's Memorial United Methodist Church. The concert is sponsored by the Mineral Area Council on the Arts. Tickets are available at the Mineral Area College Bookstore.